Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Sobha Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Adhidev Chattopadhyay from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I'd like to welcome everyone to the Sobha Limited Q1 FY24 results call. Today from the management, we have with us Mr. Jagdish Nangineni, the Managing Director, and Mr. Yogesh Bansal, the Chief Financial Officer of the company. I would now like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you, Adhidev and team, for your kind introduction and for organizing this call. Sobha team and I are happy to interact with you post-financial results of Q1 this financial year 2023. The investor presentation based on the audited financial results adopted by the board can be accessed from sobha.com. In this call, I would like to touch upon our last quarter performance and briefly on the outlook for the remaining period for this financial year. Q1 of FY23 has been a good quarter for us, both in terms of sales and cash flows. We achieved record sales this quarter again in terms of sales value at 1,464.7 crores. We sold 907 homes, comprising a total area of 1.39 million sq ft. We did not have any new launches during the quarter, and hence this sales performance is even more remarkable. Due to the shift in the mix of sales and better pricing, the average price realization improved sequentially from previous quarter by 6%. Going forward, the pricing seems to be stable and to a marginal increase as we launch new projects and release existing inventory for sale. The geographical diversification has paid off this quarter as well, with Kerala contributing about 16% after the release of new towers in Marina One in Kochi and Sobha Metropolis in Thrissur. NCR has been consistent and contributed 22% of the sale value. Bangalore, GIFT City, and other cities continue to be steady. We have a healthy pipeline of about 15 million sq ft expected to be launched in the next 2 years, starting from next quarter. This, combined with our existing inventory of about 5 million sq ft, provides us enough opportunity to capitalize the current demand scenario. In addition to this, we are, of course, working to bring existing owned land bank, current arrangements with the landowners, and new opportunities to project level. Our cash flow management focus continued this quarter also and has resulted in a net cash flow of about 70 crores, bringing down our debt. In this quarter, our margins, as you would have seen, have reduced largely due to higher costs in real estate for projects that are being delivered with pre-COVID pricing and post-COVID costs. This would improve as we start completing the projects that are sold post-COVID, most likely from end of this financial year and beginning of next financial year. By the time, we would also complete some of the contractual projects which are of lower margin in nature. With this brief commentary, I would like to hand it over to Yogesh, our Chief Financial Officer, to give his commentary on the financial performance.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you again for joining us. Mr. Jagdish has already briefed about our business and operation as a whole. I will quickly go through some of our financial highlights and open the floor for questions. In Q1 FY24, we have generated good cash flow. Total collection was up by 21% compared to Q1 2023, and our cash flow from operation was 192.8 crore. We have increased the pace of construction this quarter with outflow of 532 crore on real estate projects being highest ever. This will lead to faster completion and revenue recognition of our current projects. Debt to equity decreased to 0.63 from 0.66 in March 2023. Net debt was at rupees 1,569 crore. Corresponding to our revenue recognition during the quarter, we have handed over 1.04 million sq ft. Total income for the quarter was 939 crore. Our EBITDA for the quarter was 96.7 crore with margin of 10.3%. As indicated, low margin is on account of recognition of projects sold earlier than COVID period and constructed majorly post-COVID at inflated cost scenario. I would like to thank you for your participation, and now we can open the floor for the question and answer session.
Sure. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one. The first question is from the line of Puneet Gulati from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much, and congratulations on your good cash flow collection once again. My first question is actually on the cash flow part itself. First is, the JD partner payment seems to have gone up this quarter versus the sequentially previous quarter. How should one think about it? Are those payments also likely to go up, or where will those trend?
Good evening, Puneet. Regarding the JD payments, yes, your observation is right. It's gone up this quarter because of certain pending payments which were accrued in the previous financial year but paid during this financial year, during this quarter. So hence, there has been an increase. And going forward, I think this is, I mean, for this particular quarter, it seems to be a little higher because we were paying some of the pending payments. Otherwise, it should be back to normal based on the actual sales mix between own projects and the joint development projects.
Okay. That's helpful. Secondly, if you can comment a bit more on what launches and how much launches should we see for this year? You indicated that we should expect launch only now next quarter. So should I presume Q2 will also not see any launches, and then Q3 onward something will come?
Yes. The 15 million sq ft pipeline, we should see that we envisage that it should be launched in the next two financial years, Puneet. And we had expected to launch projects starting from Q2 of this financial year. However, due to the changes in the government in Karnataka and because of the reshuffling of the officers and corresponding changes, there has been a slight delay in the approvals here. And hence, we think that there can be a little bit of delay. We initially envisage that we could do launches of about 7 million sq ft this financial year. And I think with the current scenario, I think that might be reduced a bit, but we'll still try to achieve as much as possible.
Understood. That's helpful. And second, on the land monetization front, if you can give some more color around what progress have you made, and specifically what parcels of land should we see getting monetized or launched next year or this year?
Particularly the land that we have in Bangalore and a small part in Hosur, these are the two ones which we are continuously working upon. And we are making very good progress on both counts because we have been investing sequentially in terms of improvement, consolidation, and any pending approvals that are required, approvals in terms of land or conversion and so on and so forth. So those should come into the pipeline. As and when they become, they satisfy our criteria to be a project, and when we start our design and initial approval process, we will add to that inventory, and we should start seeing improvement in that from the next quarter.
So within Bangalore, if you can, you know, give more color, is it Hoskote that you're talking about essentially that should
Yes, there is Hoskote. It is several of our earlier partnerships that we had in land, which we are closing out, which are in the due diligence process, and certain commitments to be done by the landowners. Once they get completed, those will also be coming into the development stage.
Okay. And for those partnership, those are not a part of land bank, and have you already paid for that, or do you still need to pay for those?
No, those have been a part of the land bank earlier. Some of them were part of the land bank. However, there were certain commitments to be fulfilled by the landowners, and also certain activities to be done at the land level, so that they can become come to a project development stage. So those activities are rapidly making progress, and we should start seeing them, which are currently not in the launch pipeline.
Understood. That's helpful. And lastly, your Dreammaker is pretty much, you know, coming to a end of dream run. What project should we expect should replace the momentum of Dreammakers?
Good question. In fact, last month we sold out the last unit of Dreammakers. We sold 6,262 units, which are of one bedroom and two bedroom. There is a small area that's still left out, but those are of larger configuration, which we will release subsequently. Despite that, despite the reduction in the inventory in the Dreammakers, as you would have seen in Q1, we have still done 1464 crores, which is slightly higher than the last quarter, and still did better. So the projects that are filling up that void are Town Park, which we have here, and also three other projects that we launched last year, which is Victoria Park, Sentosa, and Royal Fest. And we also have certain inventory in Dream Gardens. So all of those have started picking up very well. Because as you know, that the launches in Bangalore also have been little delayed. There is a certain inventory the inventory is lower than what the demand seems to be, and hence it is helping us push the other projects towards sale.
Okay.
So that is one. That is for the immediate one. For the future, in the vicinity, we have new projects coming up. One of the large projects that we are expecting is in Panattur, which is of about 3.4 million square feet. If that comes in within time in the next quarter, then that should take up the increased volume and sale value.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we'd like to inform participants that in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Rushabh Shah from O3 Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, am I audible? Hello?
Hello, Rushabh. Yes, you are, but it is a little muffled.
Okay. Sir, my first question is, our operational performance has improved quite materially in the last 3 years. Debt has reduced both in value term and also as a proportion of equities. But our credit rating has not improved. Can you elaborate why so we are still at A plus only?
Good observation, Rishabh. The credit rating is a combination of course, debt and also margins. So given that the nature of real estate being most unique, where the margins are showing up little later, so that is not getting reflected in the current P&L, and that's one of the reasons. And I think as we improve on those fronts, it will definitely improve.
Okay. So my second question is, if we look at the value of unsold stock, which is 4,251 crores, which is nearly equal to the sales we did in the last 9 months of the financial year 23. And it seems that new launches are extremely important to grow. So on the forthcoming launches of 15 million square feet, how much can we bring in the next 6 months? And the second part of the question is, are we thinking of raising prices more significantly as we have so low levels of inventory to sell for the time being? And if not, then why not, sir?
Yes. Like we have just mentioned, the remaining forthcoming launches of about 15 million square feet, we are trying to do about 6 to 7 million square feet this financial year, starting from next quarter. If you specifically ask for the next 6 months, hopefully we should be able to do about 4 to 5 million square feet. Depending on the, of course, all of this is subject to our ability to get the approvals, and most of them are in the advanced stage of approvals. And second question related to the pricing increase, pricing would definitely improve with the mix of the new launches and the existing inventory. From the current levels, I think it's going to be stable or marginally increased from here.
Yes, so last one, we are backward integrated company. So how big a challenge can it be to take our real estate business to 8 to 9 million square feet in the next 2 to 3 years?
Sorry, Rishabh, I could not get the question. Can you please repeat?
Sir, we are a backward integrated company. How big a challenge can it be to take our real estate business to 8 to 9 million square feet in the next 2 to 3 years?
Okay. This is from a delivery point of view, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. So, backward integrated model is where actually it is, we are very much poised to, very much structured to deliver higher volume as well. There are two things that have happened. One, of course, we continue to invest in our own people and ability to form more structured teams as the delivery volume picks up. Second is, as we are focusing far more on real estate, some of our contractual teams have also started contributing to the delivery of the real estate projects. So both put together, I think we are in a good position to take up the delivery to the next level. Having said that, it is not as easy as what we can say, but our continuous effort is to make sure that we deliver in the same model.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to please limit your questions to 2 per participant. The next question is from the line of Parvez Qazi from the Nuvama Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Thanks for taking my question and congrats for a great set of numbers. So 2 questions from my side. First on the demand bit. So clearly the trend which we are observing across the board is pretty good demand for high ticket value items or luxury items, which is evident in your numbers also. Just wanted to get your views about demand in other segments, especially the mid-income segment, and what or how will our product mix change in future with regards to this change in user behavior.
Good evening, Parvez. Our sales mix for quarter one, if we see the split of the ticket size, the more than 3 crore ticket size sales contributed to 37% of the sale versus the same thing about 8 quarters ago, which is about 2 years ago, it was contributing to less than 5%. So that's a big change, and that has really helped us in increasing our sale value. And it is clearly coming from the demand side as well, and which we could quickly capitalize on that. The demand for larger houses seems to be the trend, and hence our inventory for the future inventory and the current focus is going to be on that. While the one side there is a demand for larger houses, the second side, the ability to fund that by the customers is also seems to be equally strong even in this at this interest rate regime. The hopefully the increase in the interest rates are a past in nature. So hence, going forward, it should be even better as the incomes continue to grow.
Sure. Secondly, in terms of cash flows, obviously the debt has declined significantly over the last 10-11 quarters, and we continue to make positive cash flow at the net level. How do we foresee our cash flow generation and debt reduction going ahead, let's say, in FY24 and FY25?
We have reduced the debt mainly from operations from the last almost 2 years, two to three years, and that conservatism in terms of cash flow would continue. The reason being that we think that the future launches and the corresponding cash flow that we can accrue, we can now clearly balance out between both growth and being fiscally prudent. Of course, if the market continues to be strong and we start seeing far more opportunities which we can capitalize far more, then we would start allocating more capital to growth as well. However, the trend for the debt should be down.
Thanks. That's it from my side, and all the best for future.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pritesh Sheth from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Hi, Jagdish. Thanks for taking my question. First is on launches, as you alluded earlier. So 6-7 million square feet this year and 15 million square feet cumulatively in next couple of years. How do we see the trajectory beyond that? Because every quarter you have been adding, you know, projects into that pipeline. Last quarter it was 13 million square feet. Now we are looking to launch 15 million square feet. So what sort of pipeline you are closely working on, which can obviously get added to the launch pipeline, you know, in coming quarters and boost up our launches beyond just 2 years that we have guided for?
Yeah, good evening, Pritesh. So like we have mentioned, we are continuing to work on bringing the existing land bank and the current arrangement with landowners towards the project development stage. That as and when we make progress there, we will continue to add, and that also is going very strong. Unfortunately, I will not be able to share the details immediately, but as and when we do that, you will see that coming in the pipeline.
Sure. Just broader idea would be to obviously increase this 6-7 million square feet to eventually 9-10 million square feet in next 2-3 years. Because that's what we are planning for in terms of our sales growth as well, right?
Absolutely, you're right. We have, last year we did about 5.65 million square feet, and we are expecting to do better this year. And in the medium term, we would like to move towards 7 to 8 million square feet, and in the long term, if everything works out well, then definitely we should aim for about 10 million square feet. and correspondingly the pipeline should reflect that, and we are working towards the same.
Sure, got it. And secondly, on the land investment, so we had a small payment this quarter. Was it for any new land which was tied up, or was it for existing land? And what is our target in terms of, you know, land investments this year, next year, given that, you know, debt is much under control now? So your comments on that.
Yeah. This quarter, the land payments that we have done are largely for the earlier commitments. Going forward, I think in this financial year, we might end up doing anywhere between 250-300 crores in terms of land investments.
Got it. That's helpful. That's it from my side. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Biplab from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead. Biplab, you may go ahead with the question.
Yes, thank you. Good evening, everyone. Congratulations on the excellent result. And my first question is on the contractual and manufacturing business. Sir, what will be the trajectory of contractual and manufacturing business? I mean, what kind of growth and what kind of EBITDA margin shall we expect in this segment going forward?
Good evening, Biplab. The contractual and manufacturing business, we have been mentioning that the growth what we are seeing there is in terms of the overall contribution to EBITDA and gross margin and EBITDA. So our current focus in this financial year is to complete the projects what we have in the pipeline within the budgets that we already have, and make sure that our margins are reasonably protected. We are also looking at new opportunities very conservatively in terms of where it is cash flow positive, net working capital always be negative, and also margins to be more than double digit. In double digits. So those kind of opportunities, as and when we are seeing, we are continuing to take up those opportunities. So, but from a significant growth point of view, today that visibility is not as high because the current order book we have is, we would be exhausting that in the next couple of years. And we are working towards one or two serious bids in terms of civil contracts. If those come through, then we would be very steady. From a manufacturing point of view, manufacturing has been very steady, and some of the manufacturing divisions are doing exceedingly well. One of that is our glazing and metalworks division, which had the highest turnover last year. However, there also we had challenges in terms of increased costs. So that we are trying to manage, and again, there also we are trying to see how we can take up new projects and deliver against the cost that we expect from that. There we have a gross margins of over 20%. But in the overall manufacturing business, we should continue to see incremental growth.
Based on the land banks that you have, sir, excluding the forthcoming projects, could you give us some color on the key land parcels and what size? And I mean, you have given some indication how we are trying to bring a few of those land parcels to development stage. But can you give us some color as in what kind of land parcel and on the key what locations and what are your future plans on those monetization of land parcels?
Yeah, I understand the requirement of the question, Biplab, but unfortunately right now we are in the process of consolidating, in the process of making whatever is the existing arrangements work, and we would like to be a little bit more methodical in terms of disclosure also, as and when they come for project development stage, that's when we would like to probably disclose. And hence, in given that constraint, I cannot clearly mention what the numbers are. But like I had responded to Pritesh, our overall goal is to grow from where we are in terms of sales run rate. And corresponding to that, there is a requirement for us to increase inventory, and we are working towards getting that kind of inventory. And we think that an inventory of about overall inventory of about 30 million square feet for a run rate of a sale of about 10 million square feet every year should be visible for us. And currently there is 20 million, and probably we'll have to increase it at the right locations to make sure that we achieve that run rate. So we have a model, and we have a certain activity that we have undertaken to get to that level. But given the current stage where we are, we will be able to keep adding to that pipeline as and when things progress. Hello, Vipla.
And all the best, sir.
Thank you, Vipla.
Thank you. The next question is from Mohit Agarwal from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks. And congratulations to the team on 11 straight quarters of net debt reduction. My first question is on the collection. So the collection seemed to be between 1,100, 1,200 crores per quarter on a quarterly basis. While your sales, gross sales have moved up to the 1,400 plus trajectory in the last three quarters. So when should we expect the collections also to move up to that level? Should it be like next one or two quarters, or it could take longer?
Mohit, as the construction progresses in these new sales that we have that have occurred, those collections also should improve. And I think sequentially these cash flows are dependent on not just on new sales but also progress on the achievement of the milestones. That as we are increasing our real estate spend, then we should surely aim to achieve those collections as well.
Is there any timeline on this? Any one or two quarters we could see this moving up?
That's a very incremental as we progress. So it's not very clear cut that there is in another quarter or couple of quarters it's going to improve. There will always be a little bit lag because most of the sales that are happening are, if the sales improve, a majority of the sales collection would come in. I mean, the initial collections are not as high. And so it is always a mix of new sales versus the old sales construction. So given that, it's a little tough for us to estimate how much would the, relating it to the new sales. So overall collections should improve because we have accelerated the pace of the construction. But the timing of it, it will surely improve, maybe even next quarter, next quarter. But the directionally, it has to happen.
Sure. And sir, on your reported P&L, you know, last quarter there was a lot of discussion around, you know, why the margins are weak. Just wanted to get a sense, you know, when could we see the P&L EBITDA margins improving? And in what time can we see, you know, they reaching that level where, you know, the desired level which reflects the current margins that you'd be clocking in?
So we would start completing the projects which we sold post-COVID, and not just post-COVID, but in FY22 or so, from end of this financial year to the next, starting from next financial year. That's when the mix would start changing towards those sales, and hence slowly that mix would tilt more towards the post-COVID sales. As and when that happens, the margins are set to improve.
FY25 onwards, right?
FY25 onwards, the mix of the projects that would recognize the revenue would start coming in, and hence the improvement should definitely be seen.
Sure. And sir, just one clarification on the previous question on the Dreamacres bit that you've completed the sale of Dreamacres. This segment, the Dream series, has been clocking in steady 20-25% sales for you, the sub 1 crore segment. You have mentioned some projects which will replace that, but as a segment, as Dream series segment, do you consider this contribution to continue at 20-25%, or will the mix change towards more premium products?
Yeah. Definitely the mix has, from the sale value, it has changed towards the larger ticket sizes, as you have seen in the overall split of the revenue over the quarters. But however, having said that, the sub 1 crore or near about 1 crore is a very important segment for us, because that has been contributed to the sales for the last several years, and that's a segment that we would like to continue to cater. But at the same time, we are not envisaging a single project to have that, but in each of our current projects that we are designing and we are preparing to launch for, we have catered to those ticket sizes also in each of these projects. So we might not say it as a Dream series, but from a ticket size and the market segment point of view, we will address those also. And additionally, apart from this Dreamacres what we have, we currently have Dream series projects in one more project, which is called Dream Garden in Bangalore. That is also continuing to do well. That caters to the current market segment in that ticket size.
Understood, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants to please limit your questions to two per participant. The next question is from Kunal Lakhan from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my question. Firstly, on the volume side, when I look at your volumes, overall volumes have been quite steady over the last, four to five quarters. But, if I look at Bangalore, right, in terms of absolute volumes, it's kind of dipped, steadily in the last four, five quarters. Anything to read over there? Are we seeing any kind of consolidation because of, say, slowdown in the IT hiring or say, the salary hikes that we have seen in the past 2 years? Anything to read over there?
Yeah. Good evening, Kunal. The Bangalore volume, last financial year, first quarter was the best in terms of volume, where we did 1 million sq ft. And that's what I think we should go back to at least. The main reason for the slight reduction in the volume or the sales area that we are doing in Bangalore is directly linked to the launches that we are doing. And as the launches improve, the volume there should definitely improve.
So it normalized back to like 1 million square feet on the bar.
Yeah, at least that.
Sure.
We think that the market is larger than that, but given the what we have today, that at least we should do. And as we progress for new launches and across the various locations in the city, it should get even better.
Sure. Thanks. My second question was on more of clarification on the news that goes, news or the allegations that go in the media and the social media regarding the land deals with Faris Abubakar. I just want to understand what is our official stand on this matter? And secondly, have we heard anything from the regulators or the government body, post the income tax relief that we saw earlier this year?
That particular article, we had contested that article and we have filed a defamation case, post which we got a favorable order from the court, and the author of the article and corresponding linking articles have all been taken down. there is it has got nothing to do with any official regulatory or government bodies. It's an article published by independent journalist, and once we had we came to know about it, we had taken a swift action against it.
Sure, great. Just again, clarifying one thing that these land parcels, if you are bought along with this aggregator, we wouldn't have any challenges in bringing these land parcels to the market in terms of new launches. Correct?
Yeah, these land parcels are largely in Kerala and in Tamil Nadu, which were bought in the years between 2006 to 2009. So those we have been these lands. We have been working on these lands to make them developable or find the right usage for it. And as and when we do that, we should be able to deliver. Right now, I don't see any challenge in terms of monetizing those lands from a legal and a legal title standpoint.
Sure. And again, like just a follow up, the same articles were citing that, you know, these land parcels could be to the tune of 1,500 acres. That sounds a little exaggerated, but let's just your official comment on that.
Sorry, Kunal, can you please repeat the question?
Sorry, just a clarification that the same articles were saying that these land parcels were to the tune of about 1,500 acres, which seems a little high, but just your comments on that.
Well, that seems to be a little on the higher side for us too. But we have acquired lands in Kerala and Tamil Nadu, both of which, if we see those, and they are very low cost in nature, considering the locations where they are present. Those should be in the range of about 800 odd acres. But we can come back to you with the exact detail.
Sure. Thank you so much, Abhishek. All the best.
Thank you, Kunal.
The next question is from the line of Abhinav Sinha from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Hey, Jagdish. Hi. Few questions. So, given the change sort of view on new launches, what is the pre-sales guidance we should look for the year? I believe earlier you had said that if we can do 6-7 million square feet, then 15-20% is possible. So, are we still hoping for double-digit growth?
Good evening, Abhinav. We continue to aim for it, despite a little blip in the launches.
Okay. And secondly, the margin trajectory. I just wanted to check. So, you know, this quarter, and even if you look at last quarter, we started hitting and crossing the 10K per square feet level. So what is roughly the margin we should be expecting in this portfolio today? I mean, the 1Q performance we saw in P&L was, you know, pretty weak. So what should we hope for?
The new sales that we are doing at the current pricing, Abhinav, we should expect gross margins of 35% plus.
Okay. So 35 versus what we're seeing today is of 15 to 20. Is that the right number to look at?
Yeah, it's about 20%.
20%. And what will be your stake in this pipeline now on average?
Sorry, Abhinav.
Is it like 70%, 80%? I mean, or is it like much lower?
So the remaining the revenue that is going to be recognized?
No. So, you know, on average, what is your ownership of these projects that we are seeing?
In the new pipeline, you know, in 15 million square feet?
Yeah.
That would be...
Or even what was sold in 1Q, any number, yeah.
I mean, so the forthcoming projects, which is about 15 million square feet, our share, I mean, blended, should be about 80% plus.
80%. Okay. And thirdly, on the net debt reduction, so, you know, again, it's been a great job to see how it has moved. Is there a gearing target that we are hoping to, you know, hit, let's say, 0.5x or something? or you know, we are by and large going by as the quarters are?
Abhinav, we do not have any specific target in mind, but we believe with given the nature of the business and what we have already invested for since inception, and we have this large land bank, right? So I think we should be able to feed in our growth from all the pipeline that's going to come in. And hence, the debt that we are looking, we do not have any specific number, but like I said, the trend is down, and ideally for a real estate mature business, it can go to zero too.
Okay. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, Jagdish. So my first question is on the launch pipeline of 15 million sq ft. Just wanted to understand how much of this is our own land, captive land, and how much is the third-party land?
Like I was just saying, a blended of that would be about 80%, 20%.
No, that I understand, sir. Once you've acquired the land, so it's your land, but I'm saying pure, that was a part of your land parcel. So out of this 15, you would have bought some land also, right? Which would be right now on your name. But last 2 years, if any acquisition, is that included in this land, or is it just 15 million or 80% of that is entire historical land bank?
It's largely historical, and any new land that we have acquired, that's not yet part of this, not yet part of this pipeline.
So how big? I think I understand last year you did about 300 crores of CapEx on land, and in this year you're, I mean, something would have happened last year before that also. So those land parcels, so what could be beyond this 20 million, I mean, 15 new and 5 earlier ones. So what could be the potential which would be right now residing on the balance sheet, but yet to be brought in terms of the launch potential?
Like I was saying, Parikshit, we are still working on it. In terms of when we can, once it comes into the project development stage, we would add it into the pipeline.
So typically, how much time it will take for you to, when you buy and bring it? Because I think these new land parcel outside the group should be having a very short term, or maybe 1 year, within a 1 year time frame kind of launch, right? So I mean, you would be broadly having some sense on what could be the potentially the sales area.
Yeah, that's right. For a smaller land parcels, that's right. I mean, we could quickly get in, but for a slightly larger land parcels where it's being jointly aggregated or where there is some sort of cleanup which is still required, we are not yet bringing that into the development stage. So hence, probably in a quarter or two, we will be able to start declaring those as well.
But that will also be significant, right? I mean, if you're saying these are large parcels, so that can add significantly to the current portfolio of 20 million, right?
Yes. And that's exactly, I reiterate, is that if I have to build in a pipeline of, we have to get to a run rate of initially to from current to about 6 million to 7 to 8, correspondingly the pipeline has to, the inventory also needs to go up correspondingly.
The second question is on, so if I see the credit rating of the parent company, I've seen they have done last year CY22 sales of almost 24,000 crores in rupee terms, pre-sales, and this year, I think in 5 months, they've already done 14,000. So if some number, I think this year, the annualized itself will cross 30,000 crores, so which is like the, no one does that kind of sale in India. So if given that kind of scale, and I think the EBITDA margin, what they have projected, the rating agency is about 3,000 crores of the EBITDA. So what does it mean for us in India, given that the parent is doing superbly or exceedingly well in Dubai, kind of scale they have demonstrated? So how can we get some touch of that in Indian operations? How do we envisage either any financial systems or any scaling of the current strategy on the scaling of the current India business? So how do we learn from that?
So the good news there, is that the Dubai business is doing exceedingly well, and that gives enough cash flow for the promoter group also to have a choice of investing in India for as growth capital, and that would happen as and when it is necessary and the right opportunities come by. It's still the sales have happened there there also, but I think the cash flow etc is going to take a year, couple of years. So as and when things improve there, definitely we should see a positive repercussion in terms of ability to probably contribute from them in case we go for a capital raising here.
Okay, so if anything does happen, so it's capital raising, so it will happen through the listed entity at all. I mean, so they cannot obviously come directly at the entity, I mean, at the project level, so they will do some kind of, maybe if at all things work out, some kind of capital raise or something like that from the parent. It can happen.
That's the current thinking. As in when things improve or change, of course we will let you know.
Okay. Thank you, Jagdish, and wish you all the best. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Dhruvesh from Prospero Tree. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So basically 1.5 million is very easy, right, in terms of per quarter. So 6 million can be a minimum guidance that we can take?
Dhruvesh, like I've been saying, it's largely a function of the new launches. And in the first quarter itself, we have seen that there has been a little bit slip in the launches. But we are still aiming to cover up that. And from a volume or from a value point of view, we should do better than, of course, last year. And that's what we are aiming to do. From a sales, the area point of view, we are looking at much better improved pricing from last year as well. So if we can do better in the area as well, nothing like it.
Okay. And sir, you said possibly we are targeting, I mean, not targeting, but if things work out, it can even become a zero debt company. Would you rather not say that we will aggressively then bid up for the land or projects, or no? That is completely dependent upon what kind of markets we are in and what kind of opportunity comes.
Yes, that is a very, I mean, far off scenario right now. So hence we can deliberate upon it as and when things progress in that scale and the kind of opportunities and the markets that we would be in. So we, as far as debt is concerned, right now our thinking is that we are in much better situation. Hence our ability to decide based on the requirement is very flexible, and hence, like I said, there is a possibility of zero also, is there a possibility of just continuing to maintain the same debt level. So both possibilities exist based on the external environment, opportunities, how we execute against our plans, all of those.
Thank you, and sir, best of luck. Pleased to hear, and the kind of performance updates that you have been sharing is lovely. Thank you.
Thank you, Suresh.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vivek Kumar from Best Pals Research and Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hi, Jindish. You just mentioned half an hour back in the call that in the medium term, we will go to 7-8 million, and then from there, we have to go to 10 million. Long term, so if you can put a timeline, I'm not asking exact guidance, but in your, what is long term, what is medium term, and related question to this is, if we have to go to 10 million or like, we have to grow 15% or whatever is your internal target, 15-20% every year. So do you think that, I'm assuming, if I'm wrong, please correct me. I'm assuming that the lot of growth has to come from rest of Bangalore, because Bangalore can't keep being large part of if you really need to grow in the long run. So which cities do you think you are more positive on, where you are increasing your business development activities? If you can throw light on how a 10 million mix and
from there, which cities you think are more aggressive and you are putting your next set of big investments? So these two related questions, if I made myself clear.
No, thank you, Vivek. The Bangalore itself, we think that the potential is larger than what we are already doing. that said, the other potential markets where we are already present and where we think that the scope for growth is NCR. The other two markets where we are present but in a very small manner are Pune and Hyderabad. We will try to see if we can increase our scale there. It is also now becoming increasingly difficult and tough to take calls on, given that the land costs also have gone up quite a bit. So given that environment, it is, from a capital allocation point of view, it's we are choosing to invest where we can get our best returns. And given that the mix, right now it's whatever current mix we have, I think that would probably continue in the sense from in these large locations, which is Bangalore and Kerala, Pune, Hyderabad and NCR. Of course, Bangalore being the largest and NCR being coming second, and third and fourth being Pune and Hyderabad.
Okay. And this, you have said 8 million medium term and long term, so can you, so some upper limit of the time, I'm not asking exact number of years.
Well, Vivek, as we get confident in terms of the inventory and the ability to launch, we will definitely share that. But that's our aim right now.
Okay. Thanks, Vivek. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you, Vivek.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Puneet Gulati from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you so much once again. Just, you know, you also alluded that, you know, one of the reasons your margins show poorly is because of the old sales which were done, which are getting recorded. And last year you also evaluated your accounting changes. What are your thoughts on moving to a, you know, percentage completion method from a project completion method? Some of the other developers have done. What stops you from doing it?
I would have Yogesh respond to that. Yogesh?
Puneet, largely people have moved POC in Mumbai, right? One or two developers, yeah. We heard that they have moved to POC.
Correct. But I mean, they also have projects across.
Across, yeah. So basically they are following POC and they are entering into non-cancellable agreement and stamp duty payable at the time of agreement itself. Whereas in risk and reward, we are recognizing revenue based on risk and reward transferred to the customer.
Yes.
So in our case, risk and reward is getting transferred once we complete our obligation and receive entire money. So we continue with the, as of now, we are continuing with our completion methods.
There are two parts to it, Puneet. Actually, one is, of course, technical, which is what Yogesh has just mentioned, which is, and we have been following a percentage completion method several years ago, before the Ind AS regulation has mandated us to change this. For an ongoing real estate business, I think the COVID and the cost inflation, which was dramatic, is something which is I believe is like a black swan event. Other than that, whether you follow POC or whether you follow the revenue recognition at the completion, both on a run rate basis, it should not matter too much. But currently, what we are doing is we are just laying out whatever is the actual right now. If I follow POC, probably, I mean, some of those things get again averaged out. So in the long run, I don't think it should matter as much.
Okay. Understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. That was the last question in queue. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management team for closing comments.
Thank you. I express my sincere gratitude to all the participants in the call today and for your patient hearing. I hope we have answered some of your questions satisfactorily. In case of any further questions, please do reach out to us. Your queries and views have always helped us to improve. We look forward to a good operational and financial performance in the remaining quarters of FY24 with an optimistic outlook towards the economy and the industry. And as I have been mentioning, Shobha is very well positioned to grow with a disciplined operational and financial model, while we think it is being set up for building and scaling in the long term. We will continue to pursue our goals with passion. And thank you, everyone. Wish you all a good evening. Truly appreciate your support.
Thank you very much. On behalf of ICICI Securities Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.